T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Thank you, Jerry. CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Busy this morning with our good friend Dr. David Hilden, Vice President of Medical Affairs and a doctor, of course, at Hennepin Healthcare. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well.
How's the state of COVID here in Minnesota, particularly in the Twin Cities right now and over at Hennepin Healthcare?
Well, we're doing okay in Minnesota. We're surrounded by a little bit of rougher news in both of the Dakotas, in Wisconsin and Iowa. All four of our neighbors are top in the list of cases of coronavirus in the whole country, especially the Dakotas. I don't know what's going on there. But in Minnesota, we're staying flat. Our death rate's relatively low, and it seems to be staying there. We do have more deaths than we did in July. We're still way higher than that, but we're not nearly where we were in May. So overall, I'm a little optimistic. At the hospital, we're doing fine. We're very full, but we're not full with COVID. We're full with everything that people have this time of year. We had one really, really good news case. One of our own doctors, and we're now saying his name, Dr. Nian Paye. He is a kidney doctor. He came down with COVID, and he was sick for 106 days, and that is an extraordinarily long period of time. 80 of those days he was in the intensive care unit, and he walked out of the hospital recovering just a few days ago. So one of Minnesota's doctors, healthcare professionals, was literally in a life-threatening situation, and he walked out. And we're all kind of celebrating at the hospital that Dr. Paye is doing well.
Yeah, that's great news, Dave. I would ask you as well, so let's say we go in or a family member goes into the ICU now. How different is it to be treated at this point than it was back in March?
Well, you're not going to be able to visit your loved ones still if they have COVID in the hospitals and in the ICU. We don't allow visitors to COVID patients. But everybody else, you can have a visitor. Just one at a time. So you'll notice that everybody's walking around. They're all gowned up. We all have our personal protective equipment on, and you're gonna be asked to go through all kinds of screening, and you're gonna be asked to put a mask on and preferably with eye covering. So it looks very different. But when you're in the patient room, you might not notice as much. It looks like a regular hospital in all other regards. And the other thing is that the vast majority of people in the hospital don't have COVID. We try to separate them onto a certain wing or a unit of the hospital. So you're likely to go in if you don't have COVID and not notice a difference, other than the fact that everybody looks like we have full hazmat gear on. You know, so you can't tell who's who. That's been one of our problems. We've made buttons with our faces on them to wear on the gowns and the masks because kind of everybody looks alike. You will notice that when you come into the hospital. And in the clinic, the clinics you can for sure go to.
And then the treatment of the patients, is that better now than it was 6 months ago?
Considerably better, Dave. It really is. We know a few things that are scientifically shown to be helpful. Steroids are topping that list. We've been doing those since for months at Hennepin, using steroids to help inflammation. We use remdesivir, a drug people were talking about a lot in the past. We use it routinely now. We're not giving plasma except under clinical trials because we're not sure if that works very well yet. But we seem to know what we're doing a little bit better. It took us a few weeks to learn what to do and to get all of our protection in place. But now we do know what to do. And so I think one of the reasons people aren't dying as much fortunately, is that the medical community was able to figure out ways to treat this better. So we can all feel pretty good about the fact that you're getting the best care you can right here in Minnesota, regardless of which hospital. I don't want to single our own out. You know, the care is quite good, much, much, much better than it was in March.
What are you going to talk about Sunday morning?
Oh, we're going to... I can't remember what we're going to talk about. Oh, we're going to talk about, we talked about your skin last week. I think I'm going to take open lines questions from people this coming week.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's always a great show. Sunday mornings here on WCCO. Hey, Dr. Hilden, stay healthy. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks so much, as always.
Absolutely, Dave. Have a good week.
He is Dr. David Hilden, Hennepin Healthcare, WCCO. The Jobs Report coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.